A wildfire has engulfed a huge swath of the Chilean port city of Valparaíso, killing 12 people and leaving thousands homeless. The fire, which broke out on Saturday, continues to blaze. James Bleers has more.
Hundreds of homes have already gone up in flames and more than 10,000 people have been evacuated as the fire, which has been raging since Saturday, continues to tear through the city. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling to halt its deadly progress and contain it. Their job hasn't been made any easier by strong winds which have fanned and spread the fire wider and further. President Michelle Bachelet, who was inaugurated in Valparaiso just several weeks ago, has sent in the army to help with the evacuation and to prevent looting. Many districts still have no electricity. Chile's Red Cross is appealing for donations of food, bottled water, medicine, and more blankets to help those who've escaped to emergency shelters. The cause of the blaze, which has scarred Valparaiso in the epicenter of a blisteringly hot, dry summer, is already under investigation. For Vatican Radio, James Bleers reporting.
And Pope Francis issued a message today through Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin to the victims of the wildfire in a telegram addressed to Bishop Gonzalo Duarte Garcia de Cortazar. Cardinal Parolin said the Pope would like to express his spiritual closeness to the residents of Valparaíso and offers prayers of support. He said the Pope shares in the sorrow of those who have lost their homes and belongings in the blaze. In addition, the Cardinal said, while the Pope supports the rescue teams with his prayer, he also urges authorities and the entire population not to lose heart before such adversity, because with the spirit of solidarity and fraternal charity, those who need assistance may receive it. The telegram also asks the local bishop to relay to the families of those deceased the Pope's condolences and to express his fatherly solicitude to the injured. Finally, the Pope imparted his blessing on the Chilean people.